What this other house does is because you can't enter into the presence of God. And I mean, Kurt, we're talking about this too. It's quite a few people here. Because you can't enter in, you don't have that presence of God. You see God in other people, and other people led by the Spirit can minister to you, and it helps you to hang in there, and it helps you to want God, and it can help you to get hungry for God unless you let what the enemy's done instead make you feel more and more rejected. Do you see what I'm saying? This middle house has to come down so we can let God begin to build up who you really are in Christ. The real you that you can love. The real you that you can see your gifts and talent for His glory. The real you where there's freedom and where you can get so strong that when the Satan pulls this junk that you're who he says you are under condemnation, you just know that you know it's not true. That house you can't run back to because you don't believe it anymore. But you need the anointing. I realize a lot of like with what Laurie struggles, it's the law. You're under the law. I said, well, God, how are they under the law? Reasoning is under the law. Reasoning is I'm going to do everything right. And I'm going to follow all these rules and do all of this so that I won't displease God. And that's better than not trying to do them because it's going to keep you from blatant sin and from making the, you know, evil stuff worse. But it's never going to take the place of the Holy Spirit. It's never going to. What you're missing, you're really missing. And you're longing for it, and you ought to be. But what you have to realize is God really wants you to come in where he can put his arms around you, and you can't give up hope that he's going to do that. And you got to realize he's really, this is new. I've got to quit running to that happy house. How do we help you do that? And that's what we're going to have to do in groups. And we're not going to have time tonight. I can tell. Sorry, 10:30. See, God started to break through to Kurt because the other night he said it was really weird. He couldn't get into his happy house when we were all having a good time in the Holy Spirit. How many people saw Kurt look broken for the first time? And he was sitting, he looked like, and I knew then the Lord was like, now's the time to move in or he's going to leave because he can't take this pain. And so I went, I said, what's wrong? Come on. And it wasn't the normal, oh, I'm okay. And the jokes and everything. I thought, whoa, this is actually a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough. He's not hiding in happy house. So we can really start getting to this. And him and I, that's why I was late, because we were really having a conversation that was for real. Because happy house, and he said, happy house doesn't do it anymore. He said, first I was really mad that I couldn't make happy house come up and make me look okay. Because I didn't want to be humbled in front of people. I didn't want to look broken in front of people. But we're talking about him tearing down Happy House. And I just saw this vision in my head of like driving up, you know, a mover's truck. Actually called Beauty for Ashes truck. Drive it up and just say, well, what do I take out of my Happy House that really belongs to God anyway? I'll take my wit. I'll take my sense of humor. God gave me that. He gave me a quick wit. I'm going to take that. It didn't belong to the devil anyway. The devil just stole it to make me think that house was a true house, that there was something of value there. The only thing of value in your false happy house is what God gave you. So if you're intellectual, or if you've got a strong mind that God can use for his purposes, once we get reasoning out and intellect out, you take that and you're not leaving that behind. You take that. If you have a real gift for decorating, if you really have a gift for detail and seeing things a certain way, you take that with you. God's just going to leave the bondage off. Do you see what I'm saying? So I need you to tear down, and this is for everybody. Everybody who's seeing that they still have a false happy. Whatever that thing is that you run to feel okay about yourself. Some of you don't have it at all. But I still want you to start seeing what's real to put in the house that God's building. Do you see what I'm saying? I want you to see why you can love yourself. This all goes along with what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. God is so cool with the stuff with Irene. Irene had to see how she could love herself. Where the devil made her think, how could you love yourself the way you are now? I said, well, wait a minute. Nobody says you have to love what the devil's done to you. You have to love what God gave you. You have to love who you are in him. Okay? Everything good you like about yourself in the false happy house, you still have that in the real, but without the rejection, without the hurt, without the lack of the presence of God. And you don't, and the law, the part about law, like he's not under law. That wasn't his thing. People who are under law would be like really Laurie and Carrie and Doug that I know right off. I don't know all the rest of your stuff situations, but it's where you do you do the word, you study the word, you know the word, you do all the things right, you follow all the things, but there's still no great victory. I mean, Laurie's had some breakthrough because it's been a long time going at it. But there's still such criticism and such condemnation and such pain and hurt even doing all that, because that's what this is about. The law will never satisfy. I'm going to preach pretty much all this because this is really powerful. I'm not going to be able to do it tonight. Look to verse 19. I speak as a man on account of the weakness of your flesh. That's what I'm doing. I'm speaking because of the weakness of your flesh to try to break through so you can see this and get hope. For as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness and to lawless acts, this is really big for you, Doug, unto lawless acts, so now yield your members as slaves to righteousness unto sanctification. Sanctification is powerful for destroying sin. Sanctification is a work of the Holy Spirit. He's the only one who can do it. It's supernatural. And that's why everyone in here has gotten as free as they've gotten. To the degree that you can yield your members, to the degree that you can yield your intellect or your mind, to the degree that you can yield the different areas of your body, of your life, to God, is to the degree that you found freedom. So any area where you don't have the breakthrough that you want, we're going to have to stop with this tonight. I'm going to really study this for next week. But any area where you do not have the breakthrough that you want, okay? Any area you don't have the breakthrough you want, you need to start asking the Lord and searching your own heart and find out, where have I not yielded that blocks the Holy Spirit from coming in and sanctifying that part? And why can't I yield? And you can't yield something that you're holding on to. Okay? Does this make sense? Does everybody kind of get it? This is breaking fallow ground. This is going to be hard. There's not a lot of scripture about breaking fallow ground. It's pretty hard. For those of you who don't necessarily need this, there's going to be other things we're going to talk about, like your emotions and all these kind of things that you are going to need. This is also really something to come and hear if you ever want to minister, because we're going after things that just go as deep as it gets to getting the enemy out. Okay? As soon as I think I've finished all the inner healing I could ever think of, God gives me a whole new thing and a whole new place to go. So right now, okay, let me say this. I can't get to the self-hate. Many of you know you got self-hate and you know that's the issue. And we will start different groups next week for groups who know that they don't have this. They do not have a house that they run to that hasn't been demolished as a coping mechanism for self-hate. Do you know what I'm saying? If you don't have that house any longer, we're going to put you in a group next week to deal with self-hate, to start tearing that down and to do some deliverance, okay? To those of you who still have this house standing, and unbelief means this house is there, okay? We're going to get in different groups, and we are going to pack up, and if you get time this week, take the time to even make a picture and pack up the good stuff and put it in that truck. You know, we started this not too long ago. This is all God just continuing this thing. Pack that stuff up and just drive it on over to the house that God's building. Say, here, Holy Spirit, this all belongs to you for your glory, okay? Because what I want to do is I want to get it down to the house that you run to for a coping mechanism that you think is your identity. I want to get it down to there's just a naked devil standing there and nothing left of you. There's a naked devil standing there and nothing left of you. I'm sorry. I took my gifting of brains over there to where the Holy Spirit can touch it. Oh, I took my gifting of detail over there where the Holy Spirit can breathe life on it. Oh, I took my understanding of the word over there where the Holy Spirit can breathe life on it. Because then that house is coming down. As long as you keep that devil clothed by not stripping that house down of everything that belongs to you that's good, that God gave you for his glory, that devil's staying. But the minute he's standing in that house totally naked and all the furniture is moved out, the pictures are off the wall, and everything that's good is gone, and anything that wasn't even good to begin with is stayed there all unused, he's coming out. Now here's how it's going to work, because it's going to be painful. When he comes out, when that comes down, And then that pain that you're running from over here in Lonelyville, which isn't getting you anyway, if you've been here, it's still attacking you and getting you. All of a sudden, you're not going to have that left. You're going to know who you are in Christ. You're going to know how to move into the Holy Spirit. And God's presence is going to come and fill you up, so it'll be so easy for you to take the sword of the Spirit, you to take the truth that's been poured into you, and to tell that devil of self-hate, you are such a stupid liar. You cannot stay no matter what. You've got to go. And I think you will get so free so quick, it's not even funny. Because we done torn down that house of self-hate. We have torn it down. But some of you can't get the anointing there because you've allowed that other house to take the place of the Holy Spirit. Does this make sense to anybody? Does this make sense? All right. Some of you may not see it as a really strong house, but control and living under the law is in that house. It's a hiding place away from the anointing to break the yoke. Okay? So it's two different degrees. I'm going to some situations that I've been working on for years, and with the love of God, trying to figure it out, because I know this person wants God. I know they love God. I know that about everyone I'm mentioning tonight. And I pray you don't let the devil make you mad and all, because I just hate playing around with stuff when I know I want you to see that this is about you, to help you there. Like Kurt and I talked for quite a while. And so don't let the devil do that. This is a time to rise up and say, no, the bulldozer's coming in, and this house, this self-love house is coming down, so that I can have the real love in Christ. I want unconditional love in Christ that will tear down all the lies of the enemy, not a place to zip back and forth between house and house, house and house. One day up and great, and look at my gifts, look at my talent, look who I am, la la la. Yeah, all those things are good. People are drawn to those things, but they're being drawn to it to make you feel better about yourself, and it's not for God's glory. And that's always going to cause rejection. It's always going to cause confusion. And it's never going to satisfy. You could maybe live the rest of your life like that, but you're not going to enter in the presence of God. And if you're hungry for God, just not entering in His presence, the enemy's going to use that to keep making you go back over to the house where you feel rejected and hurt and bitter. And it's actually building that house stronger. But what's going to be cool when this other house is really out of the way? You know so much. There's so much word in you. There's so much revelation in you. There's so much that's been sitting in the wrong house under the law, that when that all gets moved into the truck and taken over to the Holy Spirit, He's going to beat the tar out of the devil of condemnation over there, because you already know it's all a lie. So let's just call this moving day. You know what I'm saying? Some of you maybe don't have the house that's a mansion, your self-love house. Maybe your self-love house is just like a little outhouse, or one much you thought you could even care about that much. But just a little outhouse gives you a place to run and feel okay. And it stops the Holy Spirit. And to the degree that your self-love house is strong, I believe is to the degree that you cannot enter into the presence of God. Okay? Now, Satan loves to put a religious spirit and a false presence and a false peace, which Laurie has worked through all that, in that false good house. Why? Because if you settle for that, you won't get the real. A religious spirit really is in that false house of self-love. Okay? And I don't care what terms you find. If you find more biblical terms for this, come tell me. I'm just trying to explain something that God's showing me and using some scripture for. And I'm not trying to prove a great big point. It makes perfect sense that if there's a tree of good and a tree of evil, this is the way Satan is tearing that thing down. She has some scripture from Genesis. Do you remember what that was? Huh? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that when she was talking about, this is pretty good. She was talking about when everyone ate of the tree of good and evil, when mankind ate of that, she used it like this. God showed her. I asked her to come. She couldn't come tonight. But God showed her it was like a computer. The computer got a virus. The minute that you ate of the tree of good and evil, and everyone here has done that, the minute you ate of that tree, your virus, your mind, the way your mind works, the way you see things, got a virus. And to the degree that you ate of that tree is to the degree that the virus has attacked the truth and attacked your ability to move in the truth and attacked your ability to see things right. Okay, and that's kind of a cool way to see it. And what we're doing now is we're putting the Holy Spirit in there to come in and, what do they call it when you get rid of viruses? And what we want is the Holy Spirit to be a firewall. And isn't it funny because he's in scripture like, I'll be a firewall of protection around her. But we want to send in, what is it that you did when you got all those viruses out of my husband's computer? I'm quarantined? You separate and isolate the viruses. Well, that's what we're doing. You have to separate it and isolate it from the truth. And then you got to pull the virus out without destroying the truth. And then you got to reinstall the right data, which the Holy Ghost came in to reinstall the right data. Actually, the Holy Ghost had to get in so you even get the right system. And then he had to operate through the computer that was already there, which is your soul, and start to debug it and get all the junk out and get the viruses out. Which is kind of cool because when Mitchell's thing started way, way back, it started by a virus. And virus was, when I studied virus for the book, it was like, it's the poisons that you believe are true that aren't. So I just thought, wow, that's pretty cool, God, to show it to her that way. And it went all the way back when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of knowledge that they were never supposed to eat. Without eating of that tree, everything would have worked great. We were created for it to work great. We were created for it to move great. But when we ate of the tree, the viruses came in and the Holy Spirit left. The enemy came in and the Holy Spirit left. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I just pray that every spirit of the enemy that would try to use this to cause anybody to run into either one of those houses, Lord, that would be bound right now in the name of Jesus. And it said, Father, everyone would leave here with hope. Everyone would leave here thinking, thank you, God, that you would care enough about me, that you care enough about me to put it on her heart to pray for me, that you would care enough about me to have me here when she prayed for somebody else, but it's my situation because she doesn't know me enough. Lord, I thank you that you would go after this fallow ground, that you wouldn't just leave me hanging here, not able to enter your presence. And God, you are faithful and you will continue to be faithful. Lord, you're faithful when I'm not even faithful. And God, I have nothing to fear because your spirit is looking out for me and your spirit is going after me and your spirit is going to win because you already won. So Holy Spirit, help me to have eyes to see and ears to hear and to bind up every single spirit that's hindering me from all that you have for my life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the tapes from before, the gatekeeper tape, listen to the tape on intellectualism, listen to it with the understanding of that other place that you've been running to so you can really hate that thing and get free from that so you can enter the presence of God. And we're going to do that altar call. We're going to do the thing next week about getting your emotions out of that isolated place so that you can feel again.